Heard on every block, played on every street, and jamming worldwide.
All the hits.
The Hype. The Hype.
Pass me the controller. If I'm not feeling you, then move over. My girl, pass me the controller. If I'm not feeling you, then move over.
Rouge doing what he does best, entertaining, baby. It's going until 10 in the p.m., and we're just getting warmed up. Talk to us and let us know what you want to hear in the next hour. That's your hour, the request hour, at The Hype 984, hashtag Believe The Hype. You can also talk to Rouge directly at DJ Rouge. That's DJRoudge. You can also talk to me at One Jira L. She ain't no Jira. You can also go ahead and talk to the two beautiful people that I have in studio avec moi maintenant, because that is one Grace and, of course, one Gadoni. And we're talking a whole lot of single Kiasi today. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
It's the unison for me. It's the unison for me.
We practice.
So evidently. So I know Phil was going to come.
Yeah.
But he can't right now.
He's under the weather.
He's indisposed. So that having been said, it's going to be a girl's ting.
Yes, indeed.
Which I think is even better if you ask me. Mm-hmm. So, Phil, no, I'm just kidding. JK, hello. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Amazing.
Fabulous. Yeah. So awesome to have you here on The Hype. I know several of our colleagues were on The Breakfast Show with McBull. Mm-hmm. So, obviously...
We're here for dinner now.
Yes. I was like, Avi, you guys have to do a little something on The Hype so you can talk about single Kiasi all together. So let's get into it. Mm-hmm. Grace, I'm going to start with you just because, Gadoni, this is... You were here earlier, so you can
She's
shut up.
Part of
She's part of the furniture.
I will be signing my contract later for Gato Furniture.
To be discussed with head of programs, not a problem whatsoever. Not a problem whatsoever. Grace, talk to me. You're a very exciting character to me. Character being who she is in real life, guys. She's not actually a character on the show.
No.
So actually, Grace, do describe exactly who you are and what you do, because you're a serious boss lady who is, doing all the big things, the big wig behind the scenes.
Well, thank you. My name is Grace Kahaki. I am one of the partners at Insignia Productions. Mm-hmm. I run that with the infamous Mr. Philippe Bresson, the bandana man himself.
Bandana man. Wait, I'm calling him that from now on.
I was also 2 days old.
Yeah, I'm crying. Yeah.
Phil and I are the executive producers and the directors for Single Kiasi on Showmax.
Yes.
That is our baby, and we are now in season 3. It's been how many years now? 2 years. Two years. And yeah, we've been doing TV for the past, I think, 13 years in Sydney.
That's insane.
I know. TV shows from the ground up. We have done it all, been sweating together, and honestly, just we love what we do.
That is super epic. I think what's very exciting for me is that you're also a woman in such a big position, and the industry in general really lacks women worldwide, but in Kenya especially.
Very true.
Right?
Definitely.
It's really something. So tell me a little bit about how you and Phil got together and, you know, met, kind of even started this.
Phil and I met 12 years ago. So we met through a mutual friend, and then I'm a very creative person. Phil is also a very creative person.
Yes.
But also, you know, he's a bit ADD, so I'm a bit of a Virgo.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Knowing you're a Virgo makes it all come together and make perfect
there
sense.
You go. There
Lord
you go.
Have mercy.
So we meshed very well.
Yeah. And what's his sign?
He's
Aquarius.
Oh, okay. That also fits.
Yes. No, he will tell you all about it all day. So he's an Aquarius, I'm a Virgo, and in terms of our creative energy, we work really, really well. And
100%.
We bounce off ideas. We fight a lot creatively. We're like, no, that doesn't work. And I think we challenge each other in terms of just the business. But as a woman, you're right, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's certain rooms that, you know, back in the day, like, we'd walk into the room and we're like, listen, Phil and I are business partners, and you know, they automatically assume, oh yeah, you must be his assistant. I used to get that a lot.
Yeah.
A lot in the beginning. Yeah, for
definitely.
Sure.
For sure.
Yeah, I used to get that a lot. They're like, oh.
Not even wife. Like,
I'm sure
like
people are assuming lovers and all kinds of other stuff, but
like,
yeah.
We have a run sister, the business together. Assistant, no, I used to get PA a lot. I used to get PA a lot. And I'm like, no, yeah. We're business partners. So
I'm
like,
wholly unsurprised by that. And the reason why I say that is because I was just, when I was, well, I'm on Twitter every day, all day. But when I was there, like last week, I saw this video of a woman in, I think it was like Congress in the States. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about her position as a first pilot.
Yeah.
And the congressman went on to be like, oh, so tell me what it's like as a hostess.
No.
And it was right after she had just said, like,
I'm a pilot.
Yeah. And like the first pilot, like first position. And people started correcting him around him.
Yeah.
And she's, you know,
yeah,
like yeah, probably a 30 something, yeah, like a 20 or 30 something yeah, year old woman.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was a mess. And I was just like, oh yeah. He's like, I don't know why I said that. I'm so sorry. I'm like, I know why you said
I
that.
I know why you said that.
Yeah, I know why you said that. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's something that women have to go through, sadly, around the world. It's,
and
it's really
all the time, every single day.
Right.
Yeah. So you always are constantly having to, you know, navigate that space where you're like, listen, you need to prove yourself, but also still maintain that thing where, you know, you don't get judged for, oh, she's too difficult.
Exactly.
And that's the label that you're going to get a lot in this industry as well.
Because if you're a guy and you're assertive,
you're
assertive.
You're assertive.
When you're a guy, you're dominant. You're an A type. Exactly, yeah. And when you're a female and you do it, you're a B.
You're a B. You're aggressive. Yeah. Or you're hard to work with.
Yeah, exactly.
So navigating that space is really, really difficult, especially, and I'm sure obviously like in corporate industries, but also in our creative industry as well.
Right, as a whole, yeah. Oh, my poor Virgo, and the way you're a perfectionist.
Yeah.
She does well. She does well.
She's been navigating. The girl, the lady been navigating. The girl done navigated. Stick around. I've got more questions. Definitely going to be chatting with Gadoni because, well, she's my bestie on the show.
Yeah.
So very excited to share this space with her as well. You can talk to all of us. Go ahead, guys. Give us your socials. Kindly, Gadoni, you start.
Gadoni.mutwa.
That's Twitter?
That's Instagram.
Okay.
That's
I was like, at gmail.com. Like,
I know.
I was so lost as to where we were going with this.
I felt like there should
it sounded,
be more.
Yeah, there was supposed to be more. Like, you didn't give us
pause.
The... Yeah. I was like, the intonation had me.
I was like, drum roll, please.
I swear.
Nairobi, Kenya, 001.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know where we're going with this.
Bet. Grace, baby, hit me.
I am Grace is Kahaki. Grace _ is Kahaki on all Twitter, Instagram, everything. Grace is Kahaki. You'll find me.
Fantabulous. Let's keep doing it. I'm getting money like a boss. Hey, yay, yay, yay. I remember when this song dropped and I was making it hot. How you doing and where you getting hype from? Go ahead and tell us. Rouge is definitely making it hot for us. And the Hubba Karen is also making sure that you are going to have a fire Easter weekend. Make sure you join them as we kickstart the Easter festivities at the Hub Karen. Get ready for an unforgettable celebration that's going to be filled with joy, laughter, and incredible deals. Families, get set for an action-packed long weekend with exciting activities such as cuddling with bunnies. I'm about to pull up because I love me a bunny. Let me not even lie. Exhilarating Easter egg hunts and enchanting Sunday Easter corals. It's all about you. So tune into Capital in the Morning with Muck Bull as he gives you the scoopity scoop. And you can head over to the Hub Karen in the meantime to create lasting memories with all your loved ones. Still here with my gorgeous gals. That is Grace and, of course, Gadoni. Talking to them about everything that is single Kiasi. And I feel like there's not enough time in the show because I really want to. Get into it, something serious. But, you know, Grace, we were talking about you as a boss lady creating this incredible product with Phil, everything that you guys have been up to. And now you're really seeing it take off. It's number one show on Showmax. How you guys have continued to hold that spot for now 2 years is, yeah, definitely. We can applaud to that. Gadoni, yes. You're a part of that magic. You've been there from the beginning. I'm just a newbie, new kid on the block, who's starting to... Thank you, boo. Thank you, boo. We appreciate you. Yeah, who's, you know, starting to do a ting on the show and really, really loves the energy. So with that being said, I think it's a wonderful way for us to segue into kind of everything that we do, Gadons, together on the show. Stephanie is my character. Sintame is yours. Cinta May is one of the main characters. She herself is a big boss lady on the show.
Who's always going through it.
Right.
Always.
Who's always going through it. But I really love your character. I feel like she's really dynamic. She's the one to me that has the most soul. Mm-hmm. And I think that's because she's constantly going through it. Yeah. But, you know, there are a lot of realizations and steps. And it was funny because I was talking to a bestie who also works here at the show here at Capitol. And we were talking about the show. And he was remembering a lot of arc. We were talking about writing for something else, another local production. And I was asking him, how do you feel about Single Kiasi and the prior seasons? Because he said he hadn't gotten to season 3 yet, but he's quite looking forward to binging that. And he was like, I like it because it's really good. And he started remembering, like, and he brought up your character, actually. Yay. Yeah, and he brought up your character and just, like, the growth of your character, the different things you do and go through. And he was really specific about your character. So tell me a little bit about how you ended up with your role.
Oh, from the inception, from the audition.
Let's start at the audition because we'll get to Julissa in a little bit. Oh. And whoever doesn't know who Julissa is, about to know who Julissa is. Okay.
Right. It's a good story, though. It's
okay,
a good
fabulous.
One.
And we love a good story. I'm dead.
Is it a good story?
For all of us. For all of us.
So it's quite famous because it's infamous because of, like, it was just such a disaster of an audition for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you did mention.
And yet here we are 3 seasons in. Yeah. So if the girl who walked into that audition could see me now, she'd be like, okay, yeah,
dead.
Right. That's okay. AI. It's giving AI. But yeah, so like I walked into this warehouse and literally it's just dark and then there's just like a spotlight somewhere and I'm just seeing sleeves of suit shirt sleeves. You know, just in a corner somewhere. Yeah. And just like, just wadosi, like just big people. And I just had no idea what to do. So I just stood on the X, did my thing. It was awful. Wajira, you know, like.
Not like, the Wajira. Okay.
Wajira.
Yeah, that's when you know it's deep.
It got deep.
It got deep because you whipped out the Kikuyu accent. So tell me, what happened? Down to the roots. What happened?
Yeah,
like, okay, what about it was, because you know not everyone acts also. So not everyone is going to know what an ugly audition looks like, feels like, sounds like, tastes like. What was it about you that gave you the ick?
It's the needing to feel prepared in a sense. Mm-hmm. Someone like you, Anjera, you might not understand because you're good at improv. You know, some of us, improv comes with prep, which is not what improv is.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
improv, by the way, stands for improvisation.
Right.
So that means that you have to kind of sometimes, you know, casting directors who are there casting you will ask you to go with something, you know, out of your head or out of their head. And,
yeah, they
and,
just give you a situation. And
yeah.
Like, hey, do
act
this.
It. Yeah. Yeah. And make it believable.
Yeah, exactly.
And it can be very nerve wracking.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an audition setting is very just like spontaneous.
Yes.
So I think it was hard for me to try and like really get, I mean, now that you've seen the show, try and compile Cinta May into like a 30-second clip. Like, how do you do that?
Oh my days.
You know what I mean? And then also, I didn't know that person at that time.
Of course.
So I'm meeting her for the first time, trying to introduce a lifetime of a person into this 30-second moment. And well, it went as it went. It went the way it went, okay? But here we are.
I was going to say, Grace.
Yeah, yes. I was about to say, I was like, okay, so on the other
tell
side.
Tell me, by the way.
On the other side, she was terrible, guys. She was terrible. Let's not even sugarcoat it. It was terrible.
Okay.
She walked into the studio and everything, and I had worked with her before on a different show a year prior. And I was like, I know her range. And we reached out to her. We're like, come and audition for this role.
Yeah.
And then she was like, okay, cool, I'm going to come. And then she came and she bombed. And then, you know, you're talking to your bosses and you're like, and then they're like, oh, we don't see it. We're like, no, listen, we know her range. She can do it.
Right.
We need to give her another chance. And I was like, I don't know what happened. this is not the Gadoni that I know. And no, honestly, like, because we're like.
No, but it's amazing to have people like that who believe in you.
Yeah,
and know,
it was
you
bad.
Know what I mean?
It was really
I get
bad.
You. Yeah. And
we
can all be horrendous.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you know, that's the life lesson.
Yeah.
On listen.
Yeah. And I think also part of the production side is like, yeah, okay, I might have been bad, but I mean, I've been acting since I was like nothing.
Right.
So there are things that will come through that maybe might not have. It's just, it's bad for me.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yes,
of course.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so I think the thing about Grace and Phil and the rest of like the team is like, they can see through that.
Yeah.
They can see a bad audition because they're not seeing the audition. They're seeing the performance. They're seeing the goal of the character they tried to make and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I think it's so much more important for the producers to know what they're really looking for.
Right.
Because someone will walk in and be that thing and then bomb.
Right.
Or someone will walk in and look like the thing and not really be the thing.
Mm.
So the producers have to be so keen to know. And I think it's a mixture of, yeah, of course I bombed, but they really knew what they were looking for.
Right.
But also, you just want to say, like, you're like, in terms of just her Sinta May character, the way that she has brought it together from season one, and like you can tell the difference between Gathoni and Sinta May. Like,
oh, 1,000,000,000%.
Like, can yay! You not?
No. You're
like,
not the same.
Once
people.
She gets dressed, once you know the hair, the face, the clothes are on. Like, honestly, she just even just adopts a different posture.
Correct.
Like, she becomes very.
Yeah. 1,000,000,000%
yeah.
Agree.
So, and I think that's also just a testament to just her acting abilities. Like, she really, really, there's that distinction between the two, and I think she kills the role.
Yeah. 1,000%, 1,000% cosign. Grace, how did she end up getting the role in the sense that, did you have to go and re-audition Gathoni?
So there were re-auditions.
Yes,
there were follow-ups. I was called back
so many times. I was even called back because then you have to like do the chemistry test with like your partners.
Right.
So they'd come in and be like, "You and this man, no. You and this one, no. This one, yes." Like even friend, like there was just the dynamics were so important. So I kept going back.
And did you start to feel better as you were going back?
Oh yeah.
Confidence was growing.
Yeah, and then, you know, they sit with you and they tell you, okay, actually, this is how she feels about this. Let's try this.
Of course,
this way. And
that's the point of a director. You're not going to be all-knowing as an actor, and there's a certain direction that a director wants things to go.
Because
it's
literally a person, and the only person who knows the person is the person who
wrote it.
Exactly.
Or the directors.
Yeah.
So it's like you're just learning this person as you go. It's a very interesting process.
1,000,000,000%. Yeah. So Grace, did you and Phil and everyone else kind of then see the spark, the Sinta May start coming out the more there were callbacks?
The more the definite...
Grace, come slow. Come slow, Grace.
Okay. No, screaming. Honestly, like she... The first audition was terrible. It was terrible. Okay, we got that out of the way. But she came back and then we got her dressed. I remember it was at the old office. We got her dressed and then she stood next to the guy who played her husband season one.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we walked her through it. And I think it was just the... her finding how does Sinta May talk? How does she sit? Like all those, you know, typical actors questions that, you know, can be so mundane for the audience. But I think in terms of just the what people don't really take into account is that how detailed these actors really, really take their jobs.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, and you know, it's not easy. But I think she did an amazing job. And like once she did a screen test and we did it, killed it. You're like, there she got it.
And you know what's so funny, because you've touched on it,
yeah,
that people don't realize that you know, okay, so for example, if you are acting as Julius Caesar, Julius Caesar is a historical figure, so we know Julius Caesar's story. And that means like from the time he was born. You know what I mean? If you're playing Mariah Carey, you're gonna know her whole story. But if you are playing a character that has been made up.
Yeah.
This is extraordinarily challenging because you have to create Sinta May from when she was born.
Yes.
Like she has a birthday to you.
Yeah.
She has, you know, her, you know, she has memories. Like that's how you're trained as an actor.
Yeah.
To think of your character, that they're people. These are real, tangible people that you're bringing to life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a really, really hard thing to do. And that's what makes the auditioning process that much harder. Because I'm just imagining you trying to do 30 seconds of an improv of Sinta May.
Yes.
Somebody you have no idea who
that is.
Thank you. So I get it. Yeah. That's a little scurry. That's a little scurry, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely, definitely something interesting. Rouge, making sure we're taking care of, doing all the things that you are asking for. And you can ask for some requests because we're most certainly willing to play them. Talk to us at The Hype 984, hashtag Believe the Hype. It's 15 minutes past 9 in the p.m. here laughing hysterically with two women in the house, Grace and Gathoni, talking about single Kiasi, but also talking about this Jason Derulo figure. What was it you said, Grace? What you order versus what you get?
Definitely. Okay. It's like, you know those scammers on Instagram. Like,
sure do.
Oh, yes.
Sure do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Somebody said he probably hears whistles instead of trumpets. That absolutely took me clean out. Several of you voted. I put up a poll asking, your opinions on Jason Derulo. Does he look like him? Kabisa, 100. You gave me 17%.
Listen, 17%. If somebody is agreeing with you about that, they want money from you, okay?
I'm saying that those are the scammers. Yeah, those are the IG scammers you speak of. Okay,
that's somebody who wants money.
It's probably him. It's probably him.
He's saying, get my people on there. Get my people on there quick. Aritu, maybe 26%. And Delulu isn't the Salulu. 57%. A whopping 57% of you said he does not look like Jason Derulo. Shout out to Bubabadi, who said that he looks like Jason Derulo. And I just have no word. Y'all funny as hell. Like, I can't. I don't know where you guys get this stuff from. But anyway. I think the three of us agreed in studio that
it's a no for me.
It's a no for me, dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's not getting the ticket to Kenwood.
I love Kenwood.
I did too. I was like, I think that's a good one. You're on to something there. Keep talking to us. We absolutely adore your energy. Talking about all things single Kiasi. And I think, what do we want to wrap up with, guys? What's a parting shot? Talk to me. Oh, Grace.
I just want to say thank you, man. We've been nominated this year for the Kalashas.
Yes!
And by we mean Grace.
We mean Grace. It's the show, man.
She speaks French now.
But you know where, exactly. But you know where your kids. So yeah, exactly, when, you exactly. know, yeah.
It's
you.
A beautiful thing.
Four nominations this year, honestly. And also, Gadoni is our Kalasha-nominated actress over here. Thank you so much to our amazing audience. Like, the fans absolutely show us so much love.
We literally love you.
That support is putting food on the table. Don't get it twisted.
Yes.
So that love is oh so sincere. Mm-hmm. Oh, so sincere.
We're in the DMs between seasons, just like, we love you.
we promise you we're coming back.
The threats we get when you're not...
I was about to say, I'm like, that's the cool thing about, being behind. Like, I'm the exec, I'm the director. It's the poor cast, They're always being attacked.
Those are
the ones. Like, Sinta May, how could you? Yeah. You broke my heart.
Those are the ones.
Yeah.
Those are the ones who have to hear it, huh?
Yes. Exactly. We went for another interview where now Gadoni was asking us about her, and they were like, oh, why does she have a new boyfriend? He's not good for her.
Dead.
I'm like, it's not Gadoni's boyfriend.
You have to counsel people. Listen, what happened?
She's okay.
She's fine. She's at home.
But that's also a testament. That's why you're winning or getting nominated for a Kalasha Awards, right? When things look real and people are feeling it so deeply and they get really attached to these characters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just
a testament of great talent.
Yes.
Yeah. And great directing and producing.
Thank you.
Positively. I'm very excited to see what happens between us. Yeah. Steph is just appearing.
Who is Steph?
So Steph is a very ambitious lawyer. Mm-hmm. Works at Sinta May's firm. Mm-hmm. Is very excited to get her own office. Mm-hmm.
we'll talk about that. We need to agree.
I really hope I'm doing what needs to be done.
Let's
just put it that way. I hope I'm doing what needs to be done. Stephanie has lived outside of the country.
Yes.
She, much like Wanjira, is, just ready to get in touch, ready to get in touch with her roots and come and conquer and do big things. And hopefully we can do big things together. Believe in me, Sinta May.
I do so far.
All I can say is I'm excited because, now that we've introduced her, there's so many directions that we are excited to take her.
Gosh.
Next season?
No, don't woo. You don't know what those woos are. You don't know what that means.
All I can say is, after Tosh Gitonga gave me one zegzin.
You're still recovering.
And now, it's just interesting how much since December 2022 this thing has been brought up, how it's still a trending topic, or I'm still referred to as TK. So I'm like, now imagine Stephanie.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah.
For real. Yes. For real. So you guys definitely need to keep watching, especially season three. It's far from over. Guys, what is a parting thing you want to leave us with in terms of, I'll start with you, Gadons, in terms of Sintime, who she is, her arc, where you've seen her go from, from that very first audition to now. How do you feel about her, who she is? Are you happy? Are you proud of her? Does she have more growth, more experiences to overcome before she gets like to where you think she needs to be?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a very loaded question, Wanjira.
Well, I'm a very loaded woman. Pew, pew, pew. I didn't say it was going to be an easy interview. I just said you was coming in for an interview.
You
now.
Should have sent me the questions ahead of time.
they just live here.
Yeah. That's a big one. I think Sintime is a crazy character to have been to play. Because she's, number one, not that much like me. So I think the growth that I've seen with her is just her being more and more human, like more and more. Like there are times I've literally fought with Grace and Phil. I'm like, she's doing what? And why is she doing that? Right. And then literally they're like, but she's human. And I'm like,
but
she went to the office and she's gotten these degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But she's human.
That's why, like, I love her.
Yeah. So there's so many aspects that I've had to like grow and learn not to judge.
She's the Rihanna of the group. Unabashedly herself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she's not trying to be perfect. She's very relatable.
And I think she's always doing her thing. Like, she'll do it in her way. And if she's standing alone, she'll probably still do it. She'll cry later with her girlfriends. But like, she's very much a confident person. One thing that really comes to mind or to surface over the like now more is like, I really have started to bring the experience of her being married like 12 years into the whole fold. Her like going to school for, you know, for law, like being an advocate. Like, there's so many layers of just years of her life that she spent becoming Sintame.
Yeah.
That, like, it's been really nice to start dripping those things into the conversations that she has, into, like, the way she acts, and just being like, okay, this crazy thing that she's doing is maybe not so crazy
because when you really think about it, because she's finding herself also.
Yeah,
it's like we're meeting her in a new chapter.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And that goes again to that thing of how this is a really developed whole human being.
Yeah,
that you're bringing to life on screen for us.
Exactly, and she's allowed to change and she's allowed to develop. So
and be dynamic and human and make mistakes and err and right side herself up. She be standing on business.
On business.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Period.
Grace.
Yes.
Grace.
Yes.
Talk to me, baby. What? I think my question to you would be, what do you hope the audience is getting out of Single Kiasi from season one to season three? Okay. And what is your hope? Because this show, I mean, everything that you've done is part of your legacy, right? Even in your personal life.
Wow.
But this is, you know, you really, there's been, I have no doubts that there's been a lot of like sweat, blood, tears that have all been drawn.
Yes. Yes.
And shall continue to be.
Yeah.
So what do you want to leave people with when a long time from now, you know, 20 seasons down, Single Kiasi? Because it's definitely, you know, it's giving Grey's Anatomy. We know we're going to be here for a while.
You cannot retire, Grace. You don't have a choice.
So I hope you don't plan on throwing in the towel anytime soon, baby. Because, there's a lot more to go. But what would you want people, you know, to also be left with? Two-part question.
Okay. So what I want people to be left with is that I love this show so much. And I think Gadoni can definitely agree with me in terms of, like, how attached we are to the show. Because for me, I'm like, I love that this show is about three lead women. That's very important to me. And like, when we're doing our writers' rooms, like, you know, it's so important for us. You're like, listen, if we're telling stories about women, you have to involve women. And like,
yes,
our writers' rooms are honestly like 90% women writers only, because you're like, listen, if you're telling stories about women, get women in the room to tell these stories.
Right.
That's very, very important.
The men come in for decoration.
No, you sprinkle them around. No. It's very important to me, and I think that.
It is, because we don't, because no man is an island, no woman is an island, no person is an island.
Yes.
You need, we're all here together, so we have to, you have to tell the story honestly.
Yes. Yeah.
Which goes back to the hilarious anecdote that we were just having a few moments ago, when the, you know, when we were listening to Rouge play and the mics were off, and that was how, you know, there'll be a scene where let's just say, without giving too much away, you know, you're seeing false advertisement from both sides. Guys are always complaining, oh my God, but this chick fake booty and fake hair, like that. Man, you go in and get an etched abs. You better stop with that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know, us women are also looking at you and pointing fingers and wondering, what the hell is
exactly
going on?
Why
you
he never taking off his hat?
Okay.
Why never taking off your hat?
I don't want to be hat fish. Don't do that. Don't do that. You better take that somewhere else.
Okay.
Real.
Yeah, no, for definitely that's, ooh, that's very real.
Yeah. Something's being activated.
Sorry.
Something's being activated, a memory, if you will. Screaming.
No, honestly, I think I love the show so much, and I love that it's been embraced, and it's a show that is about these three women, and it's telling the story about three very different characters.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that none of them is predictable, and none of them are a stereotype, and I love that they are exactly the conversation we're just having, that they can all be flawed. And I love that we should allow women to be flawed. And we don't have to fit into these cookie cutter kind of, you know, expectations. And we are allowed to be different and be dynamic. And you are allowed to mess up. And all of these characters as well, you know, they, trust me, they mess up, and you know, they get their retributions. And I want women to also see themselves and be like, hey, listen, you don't have to always have yourself together. You don't always have to have it together. Right. It's okay to make mistakes.
Right.
Yeah, that's important to me.
I love that. Ladies, please come back soon.
Oh, thank y'all.
This is so much fun.
Definitely.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Breakfast.
Actually, I was just going to say, I was like, that sounds like a threat. No, really fabulous.
Thank
screaming.
You.
You guys can obviously see that downtime in between shots are terribly fun. Terribly fun. Never a dull moment with any of us. Thank you both genuinely.
Can I ask
and
you a question, or is time up?
No, you can absolutely ask me a question.
What's what up? Was your highlight of being in single Kiasi and working on the show?
To me.
And or memory.
Yeah. Well, we were just laughing hysterically about continuity, making sure that, you know, everything makes sense at the end of the day. So, for example, I came into set weeks later with different nails, and we were shooting something from a time that has to look like it's, you know, moments have passed, literally a mere minute. So there are all kinds of funny and fun things that happen behind the scenes. I absolutely adore the energy of the set. I think and I'm sure you'll be able to relate to this, Gadons, as like a theater nerd and a theater kid and somebody who's also been doing this since I was old, you know, like for me, it's the community and the family in these things that you make that are so much fun for me. Stephanie is being introduced right now, so while you're not seeing her constantly, which means I wasn't necessarily always there, these guys were, you know. It really is blood, sweat, and tears when filming time comes, because it's crunch time, and you've got, you know, you're away and you're constantly working and at weird hours and all that kind of stuff. So my schedule right now was quite blessed because it wasn't as bad as these guys, but everything that you're doing in between and just watching people and you know making a joke with guys who are doing lighting or sound. I mean, it's just fun. Yeah. Like, that feeling is indescribable. It's electric, you know.
It's the story building.
It really is. Because you're like, when you understand filmmaking of any kind, you know, you get it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just a fun
experience. And that's when, like,
experience.
Grace and Phil come in with their little quips, like, okay, actually, what if you come in this way, yeah. and instead, or like, let's shoot this way.
Right. There's like, so much creative magic.
Yeah, the spontaneous yeah. magic yeah. is insane on our
retaking
set.
can be so tedious, but it's also fun because yeah. it is part of the creative process. Yeah. Because then you do yeah. do things differently. Then exactly. you do realize that worked better than the way you yeah. did it last time.
Yeah. And you weren't as loud, and this time yeah, it's better, and this yeah. time more confident.
You know, or the way you walked. Yeah. It could be something as simple as that. Yeah. Remember when we kept retaking our yeah. walk?
Like, why do you look like
our
that?
Dead walk, yeah. That damn line that would just escape you. For whatever reason, that line was really messing with you. You remember
yes.
that line was really messing with
yes.
you during that take? It's just...
I'm telling you,
getting an extra in the right place, like, it's all just really fun. Crazy. Like, I can live on a set yes. for the rest yeah. of my life, and I'll always be happy. I don't think it's a place that I'll ever leave or retire from.
And that's
it's
the energy
too much
that
fun.
We want on
yeah.
set.
Yeah.
Sure. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. yeah. You're really happy to be there. You're just happy to be creating.
And I think they created that environment.
Too. Yes.
You.
Yes. It's a very safe space.
We've been
Thank
to other
you.
Places, Wajira, haven't we?
Oh, we have.
Like, where you're like,
oh, we have. What? We have been to places where your producer is trying to convince you to send you a nude video. I mean, there's scary things. Yes.
Scary things.
There's scary things that happen. It's and so hours. When you're in a safe environment and you're yeah. able to create and you're able to feel comfortable and, you know, you can play with everyone and everyone's got a good energy and a good vibe, mm-hmm. you know, that's yeah that's irreplaceable.
Yeah, to go home without crying, this
yeah.
is a success.
Seriously,
I mean,
you
the bar,
won
the bar may be
you
low
won.
The bar may be low because you guys have set the bar quite high,
yeah,
but the bar
thank
is
you.
Quite low to
yeah.
say to, say, to be
thank
honest
you.
Yeah. So thank you
yeah so yeah. Insignia Productions for the win. Make sure you keep watching Single Kiasi, and if you don't have Show Mags, you already know what to do. Boo.